We have satisfied the interview portion of the program. Good, good interview day. Sam Amick, Nate Oates, Mike Babcock. All in the first half of the show. So, open phones for hour number three. 1-800-636-8686. Live in the Quicken Loan Studios. I am Jim Rome, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. That's your phone number. Follow me on Twitter, please, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, haveitake.com. After the program today, look for podcast number 62, starring Bobby Hurley, head coach at Arizona State. Man, I love his story. I love his background. I love the guy. Bobby Hurley is my guest. And we're going to tape that right after the program and drop that out for you a little bit later on. Make sure you look for that. 1-800-636-8686. I talked about Urban Meyer's presser and how that was disappointing but not surprising. Disappointing but not surprising. I mentioned that back in hour number one. We talked about it briefly in hour number two. Now, if you want a coach's press conference to be hyped about, I give to you instead U.S. Soccer. Yeah, I said it. U.S. Soccer. They introduced their new head coach for the men's national team yesterday. And personally, I could not be more hyped. I could not be more pumped. Yes, I know. I don't dip my toe into the soccer waters very often. But just because I don't talk about it on the air does not mean that I do not have plenty of thoughts about it, because I do. And my thought right now is, hell yes. Hell yeah. And why do I say that? Because U.S. Soccer introduced Greg Berhalter yesterday as the man to lead the men's national team. And I want to say it again. I could not be more fired up for that hiring. Wake up, Teddy Roosevelt. U.S. Soccer is back. And I've got six words for you. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. Now, that process took a little while. In fact, it's been 14 months since the U.S. was humiliated in Trinidad and Tobago and failed to go to this year's World Cup. 14 long months. 14 long months. Terrible look. Extremely humiliating. Really embarrassing. But now the wait is over. We. Yes, I said we. We have our man. And our man is Greg Berhalter. Now, did you want a flashy name? If so, keep moving. Berhalter is not flashy. He's a grinder. But just because he is not Roberto Martinez does not mean that he's not the right man for the job. Yeah, you see me working, right? Damn, Rome's got an opinion. It's an educated opinion. He cares. I do. Yes, yes, and yes. The U.S. men's national team does not need a great name. What they need is a great plan. And Greg Berhalter is a man with plans. Did you not see what this guy did in Columbus? Not just as a head coach, but also as sporting director. With all due respect to the Discovery City, it's not exactly high on the list when international stars want to come play in the United States. You don't have guys like Beckham saying, hey, do I want to come to L.A. or Columbus? Columbus or L.A.? International stars weren't saying that. So, Berhalter had to build a team. He had to develop an identity. And that identity is something that has long been lacking in U.S. soccer. His crew was adaptable. They disorganize opponents. They cause problems. Those problems lead to goals. They don't just come at you with one style. Their brand is chaos. Now, you think that might be exciting when you combine that with some of the pace and skill of the young Americans who are playing overseas who have broken through lately. Did you see how he used as a number 10? Did you see that? If that doesn't help you get fired up about how he might use a certain American star, I don't know what will. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to use Christian Pulisic the way he used him, because Berhalter is not necessarily rigid when it comes to structure and formation. You see, there's a flexibility there. He's not going to slam a round peg into a square hole just because that's what he's used to. You see, for too long, the men's national team has lacked an identity. Berhalter laid out the identity that he wants. He said, quote, "The idea is that we're an attacking-based team that wants to create goal-scoring opportunities by disorganizing the opponent. It will do that in a number of different ways," end quote. Listen, if you've listened to this show for even a second, I mean, finally somebody who gets it. Finally somebody who understands. Now, me, I've known this. If you've listened to this show for even a second in the last 10 or so years, what have you heard me say? You've heard me talk time and time again about how I want a U.S. men's national team that is attacking based and disorganizing based on what they can do to the opponent. You have to disorganize the opponent. That's right up there with have a take, don't suck, right? When it comes to mantras for the show. Finally, somebody's listening. Finally, somebody is on the same page with me. Did you hear what he said yesterday about how he wants his team to play? Quote, "Ball circulation, breaking lines, goal scoring opportunities. That should be the DNA of this team," end quote. Right. How many times have I cracked open the mic after a World Cup qualifier or a Gold Cup match and literally screamed out those exact words? So many times, I can't even count. This is what I've been waiting on. This is what I've been waiting for. You know, maybe we change up the tempo some to keep our opponent out of rhythm. You think? Can we get some ball circulation? Can we break lines? Please, some of this, any of this. No longer are we just going to hope to score a goal off a set piece and then hang on for dear life on defense and spin clock and hope for the best. Hell no, not anymore. Hey, let's talk about his history for a moment. You want somebody who's played at the highest levels. Berhalter did that as a member of the U.S. national team with 44 caps. He played in 2 World Cups. And if it hadn't been for one of the most egregious handballs in World Cup history, Berhalter would have scored against Germany in the quarterfinals. Instead, the Germans handled it on the goal line, and referee Hugh Dallas disgracefully refused to call a handball. I mean, I'm never going to get over that. And you want somebody with European experience. This guy went to Europe right from college, made his way there as a player at a time where it was difficult for American players to gain any credibility overseas. So I'm going to guess that he might just give some insight into what guys like Weston McKennie, Josh Sargent, and Tyler Adams are experiencing. I'm guessing he knows. He also went on to manage in Europe as well. But if you also want somebody who knows MLS, Berhalter played in it and he coached in it. You want somebody who wants to know something about player development, he's all over that too. And he has something that no other American coach has ever had. Let me repeat that. Greg Berhalter has something that no other American coach has ever had. He's got freaking karma. Jungle karma. Why do I know so much about this guy? Why am I going so hard on this guy's behalf, especially when some of you morons are questioning the choice? Why? I've spent a little bit of time with the man. It's true. I've spent a little bit of time with the man. I've watched games with the man. I know him a little bit. I've seen him at the yard and around the hood here in SoCal not that long ago. All right? I know the guy a little bit. This guy does not just know the game inside out. He knows the details. My man is smart as hell. He is a detail-oriented guy. He is a process-oriented guy. There is a method to everything he does. And if you're surprised that he's the men's national coach today, then you should not be. And it's not because it was rumored for months, but because he's been working to put himself into this position for years. He has had a plan. He has worked that plan. And that is something the U.S. men's national team has not had for a long time. Let me tell you something. I'll be selfish about it. I'm buying stock in this guy right now. I'm planting my flag right now. I want to be the first guy to go on record as saying, hell yes, I love that hire. They got it right. In fact, I wish they had gotten it right sooner. I would have liked to have seen this guy get that gig earlier so he could have managed some of the European friendlies. Of course. I mean, yeah, the coaching search may have taken longer than expected, but do not let the process cloud the result. They got their guy. They got their guy. More importantly, they got my guy. Write it down. Mark it down. I'm all in with this guy. I love that hire. So much so, I think I'll be talking a little soccer on the program. At Almighty O tweets, I'm just waiting for the punchline. Go ahead, Rome. Pull the rug out. That's the take. It's done. There is no punchline. The rug is right where it was when it started. I love this guy. I love that hire. There is no punchline. At Hedstrom Bacon tweets, Berhalter is on board. Look the hell out, Ghana.
It's the World Cup. It's the World Cup, bro. We had a chance.
Not anymore.
We had a Ghana. The second
we'll never have to hear from this Jeff in San Antonio ever again.
If you don't want soccer, this is what it means.
It's David Cruz. Rejoice, Cruz. You're never losing to Ghana ever again, Cruz. Ghana, Cruz. Rejoice with me, Cruz. Say it with me, Cruz. Say those six magic words with me, Cruz.
Ghana.
Not that magic word. The six magic words, Cruz. Say them. And Squirrel 2 tweets, like the U.S. soccer team, I too need some ball circulation. Yeah, I'm going to read that. No scrotum smack. Anyway, they got their guy. And more importantly, they got my guy. Greg Berhalter. Love this guy. Great coach. Love the way his mind works. Love the way he processes things. He's got a plan. And that plan's going to work. They got the right guy. And the more I hear that they didn't get the right guy, the more I can't wait to say, I told you so. Phil Ken 7 tweets, what in the F am I listening to? Has Jim Rome lost it? A straight soccer take. It took something like that for me to go the straight and narrow. Hey, listen, Mike Babcock and I talked about it. You got to evolve. I want to be very clear about this. This does not mean that I take back anything I've ever said about soccer. That's not the case. But I've done this a long time. If I never changed, if I never evolved, if I never grew, if I never changed the way I saw things, man, that'd be a pretty lame show. Some things I will not come off of. Some things I will not change. And some things I've done a 180 on. I haven't done a 180 on soccer. I'm just saying I'm really excited about this hire. I love this hire. Because I know about this guy's background, I know about his career, and I know him a little bit personally. He lived in a neighborhood not far from where I live, and our kids came up together for a time when he was out here. Our wives know each other. I know the guy, so let me be transparent. I know him. I've sat and talked sports with him. I've talked soccer with him. I could not be more impressed with Greg Berhalter. And I know when he left what he took on. And I've seen how quickly he's progressed and how fast he's climbed. And the way he's done that is by having a great process and a great plan. And the guy's smart as hell. So, yes, you heard a straight soccer take. There is no punchline. There is no rug getting ripped. I think that's bad. Wait till I have this guy on the show. Wait till he and I chop it up. Talk a little soccer. That's coming sooner than later. All right, quick timeout. That happened. That's a real thing. That's a real take. There is no punchline. I'm not coming back. I'm not coming off that. I meant everything I said. That just happened. Open phone lines. 1-800-636-8686. Pick up the phone. Lob me a telephone call. Do something to make this show better. I shouldn't have to do all the heavy lifting. I will. I can. But I shouldn't have to. And Bobby Hurley is going to be my podcast guest. I want to reiterate that. That's coming up later on today. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
If you want to compete at the highest level, you got to be strong. You got to stay strong. You know, like Castrol Edge. the strongest full synthetic motor oil. It is three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. That according to the Kurt Orban test.
Kurt Orban.
Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. 1-800-636-8686. All right, word, the word legend. Man, that gets thrown around way too often, doesn't it? And I'm not about to use it again right now. Not for this story. Not for this guy. Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy. And the reason I'm not going to use it in describing Mike Gundy is that would be an understatement to the highest degree, right? I'm not sure there's a word for a guy like Mike Gundy, a guy who owns the two best podium rants of all time. I mean, legend does not begin to do Mike Gundy justice. I don't even know where to start. I'm not even talking about only the legendary rants. I'm not talking about only those two rants, although those two rants are a pretty good place to start. You remember the legendary blast from 07.
This was brought to me by a mother of children. It's fiction. And that article had to have been written by a person that doesn't have a child. If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game or says he's fat, and he comes home crying to his mom, you'd understand. That's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. So get your facts straight. And I hope someday you have a child and somebody downgrades him and belittles him and you have to look him in the eye and say, you know what? It's okay. Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? Makes me want to puke.
Timeless. Utterly timeless. It's like the sonic version of a bottle of Macallan 25, top shelf, and getting better with age. That was 11 years ago. No way the same guy has a podium rant with the same lasting power, right? 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 Wrong.
Criticism where? From where?
Outside. Noise.
From where?
Twitter, radio.
Yeah, oh, I give a rat's ass about Twitter. It's a platform for people that are sitting home trolling an unemployment check, sitting in front of a keyboard.
Coach, time to have a really big game.
I'm not disregarding what you're saying. Trust me, I get it at my own house. But, I mean, I just kind of felt like that social media and Twitter is what's destroying this country anyway. So that's how I feel about it, from politics to sports to whatever. It gives people a platform to and then other people are like needling it and they're sitting at home and they're late on a payment. So anyway, that's how I feel.
That was a month ago. And you best believe Logan Rome will be playing that on his talk show in 2068. Two pieces of generational audio separated by more than a decade by the same man. A guy who proudly rocks a squirrel pelt for a mop in his 120 and 59 as the head coach of his alma mater. And now the myth of Mike Gundy continues to gloriously grow like that beaver paddle neck warmer that he's got. Because earlier this year, a local Oklahoma radio host by the name of Ron Benton put $250 on Mike Gundy's Cowboys to hit the over on the win total that Vegas set before the season at 7.5. That slip did not cash because OK State went 6-6. But the bet worked its way back to Mike Gundy. And Mike Gundy worked a stamp and an envelope back to WWLS 98.1 FM. The envelope was addressed to Rob Benton. Inside it was a note from Gundy which read, quote, I have many high school buddies who consume way too much alcohol, which leads to listening to talk radio. The rumor is you bet on our team and lost your money. We came up short, so I thought the manly thing to do is reimburse a guy who believes in our team. Thanks for your local support, your favorite coach, Mike Gundy. And with that, a handwritten note, a hand-scratched check for 250 big ones, and a memo line which read, loyal and true. You see why the word legend does not begin to do Mike Gundy justice. A freaking Power 5 coach went into his own pocket, to reimburse a radio host who bet on his team and lost. That goes beyond legend. And I don't want to hear about how that's walk-around money. He's got that in his back pocket. Who cares? That's not the point. How much he makes is not the point. I'll tell you what else I love. I love that he insinuated that consuming way too much alcohol leads to listening to talk radio. I might take offense to that. I would if it wasn't utterly correct. Casey in Pensacola.
What's up, player?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm already a leader into my day, and I'm at work just doing what I do, making some glasses, making people see better. And I couldn't catch the name that you were talking about earlier, but
Casey, where do you work that you're already a leader in?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Now, that wasn't a yes-no question. I said, where do you work?
Oh, I work at the optical facility where I'm the lab manager and I make the glasses.
You sound wasted.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm wasted.
All right, so you fill the glasses or you make the glasses?
I do both, man.
You do both?
I fill shot glasses and make seeing glasses.
That was some kind of conversation, right? Look, my only issue with the note is that Mike Gundy signed it, your favorite coach. He clearly should have signed it, everyone's favorite coach. Because who the hell doesn't know this guy and doesn't love this guy? We had a friend. One of our really good friends was at a game, a tournament game recently, and it was a high-level high school game. And she sent a text to Janet, no names mentioned, our friends, and said, you know a guy named Mike Gundy? I met him. I'm hanging out here, and he's here, and some other coaches are here. And Janet's like, Mike Gundy? I know that name. I'm like, yes, you know that name. Of course you know that name. It's Mike freaking Gundy. Yes, you know him. Tell her she just met a freaking legend, and legend does not begin to do justice to this man. And let me just say this. I got to start making more wagers on air. One, with the legalization of gambling, you have that. And two, now that I know what I know about Mike Gundy, let me start right here. Let me see. Let me find a game that I like. Let's see. All right, here's one. The Liberty Bowl. Oklahoma State, Missouri. I like that matchup. Oklahoma State, according to this, is getting 8. Pretty big underdog. I think I'll take OK State. Money line. Let's go money line instead. They'll win this thing straight up. Money line, I'm going to get down with $10,000. $10,000, Oklahoma State to win straight up. And please, somebody let Mike Gundy know that right away. Let him know that right away. Appreciate that. Mike, you're the best. Never, ever, ever change. Signed, your favorite talk show host, who just dropped $10,000 on you. Let's get it, Mike. God, he's so awesome. Mike Gundy's the best. 1-800-636-8686. Have we taken a phone call today? I don't think that I have. I'd love to take one, but a good one, the right one. So when we come back, let me look for that. I want to reiterate, Bobby Hurley is going to join me right after the program for the Jim Rome Podcast, Ep 62. Arizona State loaded once again. In fact, they've got a big game coming up on Friday night in Los Angeles against Nevada. E. Muss and Bobby Hurley. Love that matchup. ATP Ask the Pros brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, Kyle in Raleigh asks, hey, Jim, now that you're a big soccer guy, is there any other sport that you want to come around on? I don't know. Maybe a certain sport where birds fight to the death? Think about it. I'm not a big soccer guy. I'm big on the hiring of Greg Berhalter. Anyway, thanks, Alvin. Let's talk about something else. ATP is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Next time, do better. O'Reilly Auto Parts, they always do great. Next time, do better. So Golden State, as I mentioned, is going to face Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. And there was a time when that was must-watch TV. Actually, that time was the last 4 years, both in the regular season and then in June, because it was the Titanic matchup of the era. The biggest regular season games on Christmas or MLK Day, and then every other night in the early summer. Except it's barely going to be on TV tonight. One network is going with Philly-Toronto, Spurs-Lakers, a doubleheader. Golden State is going to start their game at 4 p.m. Pacific, and the Cavaliers barely look like the same team. So it's interesting to remember that when that rivalry started, it was the rivalry that was not supposed to happen. Remember, it was supposed to be San Antonio or OKC and the Cavs, but the Warriors shocked everybody and then started dismantling every team one by one. KD to the Warriors, Kyrie to the Celtics, LeBron to the Lakers. Three of the best players in the game changing teams in the last few years, and it was all because of Golden State. So, if the Warriors had not come along, what would life be like? Draymond Green's got an idea. He told The Athletic, quote, "They probably would have won one more. Kyrie probably would never have left. Things would be a lot different, but hey, sucks. Sorry about it. Gotta roll with the punches," end quote. Knowing Draymond, I'm going to say that he's really not sorry about it at all. Just like he's got no problem reminding everybody that the Warriors won two of their three in Cleveland championships and partied at the arena and then headed to Morton's for steak and more partying. Draymond said, quote, "I feel like I spent half my Cleveland life at Morton's at this point. We had good times, great food, great championship parties. I think the people at Morton's like us more than they like the Cavs," end quote. I got to stop right there. I remember one night being at that Morton's in Cleveland, and I saw Mike Brown, and I saw Danny Ferry. The guys came over. I know exactly the spot he's talking about. The thing about that, though, is the trolling does go both ways. Remember Cleveland's Halloween party, the October after they came back from down 3-1 to beat Golden State? The one where they had cookies shaped like tombstones to honor Steph Curry and Klay Thompson? Remember that? Klay didn't until The Athletic reminded him. And then he did. Klay said, quote, "Oh yeah, ha, that was funny. Look how that turned out. Psst, bums. That was crazy. I forgot about that. Well, look at what pettiness gets you. Gets you 1-8 in the finals, idiots." End quote. That is my favorite Klay Thompson quote ever. I'm just not sure what I like better. The fact that Klay claims that he forgot that they did that. The idea that he might have actually forgotten about that. Or the fact that he calls the Cavaliers bums and idiots for doing it. And no, clones, just because one of the greatest shooters in NBA history called another insanely talented collection of NBA players bums does not mean that it's open season on bum smack. Klay Thompson can call the Cavaliers bums and it's funny. You, however, saying that Tristan Thompson using a pizza box as a briefcase, or that Jordan Clarkson steals bread from ducks, is not funny. So I'm not looking to hear about how Larry Nance Jr. is practicing his jumper on a trash can, or that George Hill is using a porta potty as a locker room. If I didn't want to hear it about Ira Craig, I definitely do not want to hear it about Rodney Hood. If you think you're getting in here with something about how Cleveland's team bus is a shopping cart, or that they're using traffic signs as a jumbotron, you can keep moving. They are not using a pedestrian walk, don't walk sign as a shot clock either. The Cavs cheerleaders are not using stale tortillas as frisbees to throw into the crowd. Just like the Cavaliers are not using a park bench as a team bench. That doesn't even make sense. They're not using mud puddles as whirlpools. What pro athlete would finish a long, hard workout and then sit in a mud puddle to relax and unwind. A mud puddle is not going to loosen up your muscles. Just like their Gatorade bottles are filled with Gatorade and not pond water. There are no electrolytes in pond water. Use your heads, idiots, bums. See, there's this great discussion to be had about what Golden State did to the Cavs and the rest of the NBA. But I'm not sure I can even have it because you dopes just want to make jokes about people who do not have a roof over their heads and aren't sure where their next meal is going to come from. Again, Klay Thompson can call them bums. You cannot. Chronic homelessness is a serious problem in this country. It is frequently coupled with mental illness and/or addiction issues. It is something that we need to address. Thousands of wonderful people have dedicated their lives to eradicating it. And a few losers have dedicated their lives to making idiotic jokes about it. It's not funny. But Klay calling the Cavs bums and idiots is funny. Bum smack is not funny when it refers to somebody without a roof over their head who does not know where their next meal is coming from. But when it's one great NBAer calling other great NBAers bums, then it's awesome. Especially when it's chased with an idiot blast. And it was. Bums, idiots, that's what pettiness will get you. Well played, Klay. 1-8. That's what that will get you. Psst. Bums. Psst. Idiots. Man, if Klay's getting nice like that, you know they remembered. You know that was a bad idea. Hope that was worth it. Hope that was worth it to bake a couple of cookies in the form of tombstones for Steph and Klay. They remembered to the tune of 1-8. Bums. Idiots. Yeah, that game should be a lot of fun tonight. I wonder if they keep it within 40. That'd be great for them to drop a 40-point beatdown on those bums, those idiots. We'll see. But tune in early. That game's going to be hard to find. It's not the way it used to be. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Boise, Idaho. Darren in Boise. What's up, Darren? How are you? Go ahead. Now you're up.
All right, there we are. Hey, I just wanted to call in because Cruz Pendergon on his Twitter feed has a deal that he needs the clone help. Bell Helmets driver of the year. He needs our votes to get over the top on this. He's way behind. So I just wanted to say that. And Warren,
you don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Darren and Boise, the first part's right. Pick up Cruz. Go to his feed. Vote for him for driver of the year. Get behind it. We don't need to hear about your ex-wife, Darren. Nobody cares. Nobody knows her. Nobody cares. Don't bring that around here. Don't bring your dirty laundry in here. Hey, Rome. Embarrassing loss in Trinidad. Show me the video.
Yeah, I would love to see the video.
Show me the video. Signed Bruce Arena. Tim and C-Bus. Were you giving Arsenal jungle love before their match today against Man United? Let's not get crazy. Dear Jim, NASCAR, horse racing, now soccer. What's next? A full segment interview with clones? Signed Jim in Green Bay. Were you and I hitting a few IPAs or PBRs at Parents Weekend in Madison next year? Jim, if Jake Rome gets into Madison, we will be doing that. We will be doing that. I promise you. Except I probably won't be going IPAs. I'll be going PBR. You saw me. The update on Jake Rome. So we're coming right down to it. He has not heard from Madison yet. He's in at Missouri. He's in at Arizona State. Both good journalism programs. He has applied to Wisconsin, has not heard. He has applied to Notre Dame, has not heard. He has applied to Boston University, has not heard. He has applied to Emerson College, has not heard. The early ones that have come back, though, Missouri's a yes. Arizona State's a yes. So the Mizzou J School and the Cronkite School of Journalism. Wisconsin is still his first choice. UCSB is no longer a consideration. Hey, Jim, my ear itches. Can I borrow your rake? Signed, Adam Silver. Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, when did anybody bring up Adam Silver? Is that a topic today? Did I mention either yard work or the NBA commissioner? Either one of those things. No. There's no mention of a rake, and there was no mention of the commissioner. Or even ears. Or even oversized ears. What are you doing with that? Hey, Jeff, how about this? Your ear itches? Can I borrow your rake? No, but you're banned. You're banned, and you're not banned temporarily. You're banned for life.
For life. Life.
Jared in DSM tweets, I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. Come on, Rome. That has got to be the corniest rallying cry that I have ever heard. Yours, Jim Zorn.
I want to say three cheers for what we did. We accomplished a lot today, so it's going to be a hip hip, and I want a hooray.
Yeah!
Okay? Three cheers. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
That was an NFL head coach that went with that. That was an NFL head coach that went with that, and not in 1928 either, but in 2008.
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Imagine this guy on the bus ride from the stadium. He's like, hey, fellas, listen up. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. You take one down, pass it around. Come on, Jim. Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray.
In 08? Hey, Jim, get the guys around. Ready, ready. Hey, everybody be quiet. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Cowboys, Cowboys. Yay.
Hooray.
Already, we're done?
Now I'm done.
Huge call brought to you by Heat Branded Products, designed to keep your fuel system flowing even under the harshest conditions. Remove water, raise MPGs, and clean the fuel system. Heat, baby. H-E-E-T. Sam Amick. All excellent interviews. Got another one coming up, too. Jim Rome Podcast, Ep 62. Bobby Hurley is going to join me momentarily. We will push that out a little bit later on. Thank you for listening. My thanks to the XR4TI. You have a tremendous Wednesday. See you right back here tomorrow. We are out.
Hip, hip,
hooray!